more lives than they cost. You cannot show me a study that shows that. I can show you many studies, and I've written about this. It is on our website. It's in the Dear Sanjay Gupta letter. You can go through each of those studies, and you can link to the study in preeminent journals by independent scientists, universities, research centers all over the world. You cannot show me a study that says that shows that the flu vaccine actually averts more problems than it causes. You cannot show me that study. If you show me that study, then I will walk away from that issue.
Mm-hmm. I know, but every time I say, and listen, I understand I've ceded to you the point that the CDC is not necessarily a public health organization, but that doesn't mean that everything they've ever said is wrong and that we get to discard every single study that they've done. You know, there are hundreds of millions of people who have gotten these vaccines who are perfectly healthy, in part thanks to the vaccines. They're not walking around with measles. They're not walking around with flu. They're not walking around with rubella. They don't have Hep B. Those are good things. The vaccines are not all bad. Just because we have suspicions about some of them, and in particular the COVID vaccine, it doesn't mean we can. And because you started this, Bobby, by saying, I am not anti-vax. You started it by saying I'm not. And then you cited as evidence of that the fact that you had all of your children. Well, let me finish. You cited as evidence of that that you had all of your children vaccinated. And then when I said, well, then if you have all these concerns, why did you have your children vaccinated? And you say, well, I didn't know any of this back then. So the fact that you had your children vaccinated does not suggest you are not anti-vax. And listening to you now for an hour, you sound very anti-vax to me.
Well, let me say this. Here is my bottom line. Show me or call all of these guys who you talk to on, you know, Paul Offit and the other people and ask them to show you a scientific study for each vaccine that shows that this vaccine is averting more harm than it's causing. That's all I ask for. That
they say the studies show no linkage of harm. That's what they say. They show no linkage between autism and the vaccines or any other harm.
Look at the health outcomes. Okay, can I give you an example?
Well, I really kind of want to move on to the Fauci book. So, I mean, I think the audience, well, listen, I think the audience has a feel for your position and that of the CDC and the other authorities. They can make up their mind at this point. Let's advance the discussion, okay? With respect to you, then they could read the book, and they should read both of your books. Black Rifle Coffee Company is a veteran-founded company serving premium coffee to people who love America. They developed their explosive roast profiles with the same mission focus learned as military members serving this great country. And in 2021, Black Rifle Coffee donated over 100,000 bags of coffee, which is over 2.1 million cups of coffee, to first responders, law enforcement, and active duty military members. So you know that with every purchase you make, Black Rifle really does give back. Black Rifle Coffee Company imports high-quality coffee beans from Colombia and Brazil, and then they roast them 5 days a week at their facilities right here in America, Manchester, Tennessee, and Salt Lake City, Utah, to be exact, which means you get the freshest coffee possible no matter where you live. The best way to enjoy Black Rifle's freedom-filled coffee is with the Black Rifle Coffee Club. When you join the club, like I have, your brew of choice is going to be roasted, packaged, and shipped. I was going to say stripped, not stripped. That's something you can do in private. In the meantime, you'll get it shipped free to your door on your schedule. Not only do you save a trip to the store, you receive special discounted pricing on roasts, you gain access to exclusive products, partner discounts, and you get to be part of the coolest club on the planet. Purchase at blackriflecoffee.com. Use the code MK at checkout for 20% off your purchase and your first coffee club order. That's blackriflecoffee.com/MK. Use that code MK. Black Rifle Coffee, America's coffee. Welcome back to the Megyn Kelly Show. Next up in our discussion, Dr. Anthony Fauci. In his book, Robert writes several chapters about Dr. Fauci's finances. He's not the only person who has done deep dives on this. Recently, former Forbes reporter Adam Andrzejewski wrote several articles on all the money Dr. Fauci has made while working for us, the U.S. government. We fund him and them, from pay raises and big bonuses to royalties and investments. All added up, he reports it's several million dollars Dr. Fauci has received. In return for that reporting, Adam says he was fired by Forbes. But Robert Kennedy says he does not think Fauci's main focus is money. So I asked him, what is it?
I would characterize Anthony Fauci as kind of the preeminent architect of agency capture, of the transfer of NIAID and also its parent agency, NIH, from a public health agency to an agency that is primarily concerned with drug promotion, with drug development and drug promotion, and partnering with the pharmaceutical industry on profit-making enterprises.
Does he personally make a profit through this?
I would say that is the least important factor in this problem.
Well, look, what's his motivation?
Legally, he can make money, and he does it. We know at least one patent he has. Any product that is developed by NIAID, anybody who works on that product that he designates can get a patent margin rights on that product that entitle them under the federal rules now to collect $150,000 a year in royalty for life. So he has four of his top employees who each have margin rights, patent rights, royalty rights for the Moderna vaccine, because the U.S. taxpayer through Fauci put in $1.5 billion, now $2.5 billion to develop that vaccine. NIH claims to own half of the vaccine, so it stands to make billions and billions of dollars, the agency, but also high-level individuals, influential individuals in the agency, people who are very loyal to Tony Fauci, can get awarded through Fauci the rights to get to collect lifetime royalties on those products. And they make hundreds and hundreds of products. They develop hundreds and hundreds of products, and all of those are potential profit-making enterprises for people, high-level people within NIH.
But you don't seem to be alleging that that's really his motivation.
No, I don't think that's his motivation.
Is it power? Like, what's the motivation? Power?
I think it's power, yeah. You know what, Megan, one of the things I really try to do in the book is to never look into his head. And never, or Bill Gates's head, or any of the other people in the book, and say this is why they're doing it, because I don't know. I don't know what motivates them. What I do, my job is to document their conduct. And if you look at his conduct time after time after time, he does things that are consistent with making profits for his partners, which are, you know, these pharmaceutical companies. And that even at the direct and clear expense of public health.
Hmm. What can you talk about his relationship with Bill Gates? Because I'll tell you, on the lunatic fringe, with respect to the lunatic fringe, you know, there literally are people in the country who think that if you get the COVID vaccine, they're injecting a little bot in your arm that Bill Gates created that's going to monitor you and report information back on you to Bill Gates. Now, that's crazy town. But that's not to say that Bill Gates has absolutely no connection, certainly, to vaccines, Big Pharma, or Anthony Fauci. So can you talk about that relationship between the two of them?
And by the way, the idea that these monitoring chips are in the vaccines, I have never promoted that and don't believe that to be true. Mm-hmm. One of the stories I tell in my book is that, that WHO, with Gates's influence, support, participation, administered 1 million vaccines to Kenyan women that designed to sterilize them against, without their knowledge and against their will, pretending it was a tetanus program. And included in the tetanus vaccines, without anybody knowing, human gonadotropic hormones, which interact with tetanus toxoids as essentially a chemical castration drug for women. And he gave that to WHO, gave that to at least 1 million women in Kenya, and they had similar programs in Nicaragua and Mexico and the Philippines, which clearly they were doing that, although we don't have the vials. We got the vials from Kenya, so we know what they were doing, and they've admitted it.
They've admitted that they secretly sterilized African women against their will and without their knowledge.
And I would urge you to read this chapter in my book. They've admitted that there was human gonadotropic hormone in that vaccine, which there's no reason it should have been, and then admitted that there were. But if you read my book, you'll read that for 20 years, WHO has been spending tens of millions of dollars developing these sterilization drugs to surreptitiously give women. Now, you know, this sounds paranoid, but they've published papers on it.
Well, so as you already established, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. No. I'm saying WHO has published, it has paid researchers to find ways to chemically castrate women.
Against their will and without their knowledge.
Well, we don't know.
Well, that's a relevant factor. Some women get an IUD put in. Some women get their tubes tied.
Of course, all I can tell you is from the papers, it's just saying these are studies that are developing drugs. They're saying here's how this works, and we test it on people, and it works. And then when it came time for them to use those products that WHO spent all those years developing, they gave it to a million women surreptitiously without their knowledge. So the papers don't say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to sneak up on them and ambush them. The papers say, here's how you develop this vaccine and you hide it in a tetanus vaccine. And then when it actually came time for them to do the program, they did not tell the women. And they were caught by the Catholic Medical Association of Kenya, who noticed that, first of all, usually when you give a tetanus vaccine, you only give one dose and it's good for 10 years. But they were told to give five doses in 6 months, which made the doctors, the Catholic Medical Association, say something's wrong here. And it was only given to women of childbearing years, women from 14 years old to, I think, 34 years old, which was weird because men also get tetanus. Third, there was no tetanus outbreak at that time. That's when the Catholic Doctors Association got a hold of the vials and they tested them in half a dozen different labs. And they all came back, or most of them, not all of them, but most of them came back and said, yeah, they contain this drug.
Look, I understand, and I have read your book, and I understand there are plenty of allegations in there speaking about what Bill Gates has done in Africa and the number of people who have been hurt or killed by experimental vaccines that he's behind. What I also understand is most of the experts who look at this and work with the Gates Foundation or with Bill Gates say he's saved millions of lives with the vaccines that he's pushed. Let's put it in context. He has been testing medicines in Africa, sometimes with success and sometimes not, in an effort to improve public health over there. There's no evidence he's some madman who's out there on a quest to kill women, African or otherwise.
You can attack me personally, which is what they do, or ignore the book, but nobody has found a single factual error in my book. The book is 230,000 years of words. It has 2,200 footnotes. Every factual assertion is cited and sourced to peer-reviewed publications or to the government databases. And, you know, if they really believe that I was saying something that was untrue, why not come out and say what it is?
The WHO and Kenyan authorities have both said that the claim about sterilizing Kenyan women using the tetanus vaccine is incorrect, that it's not fact-based, and the UN Health Agency says the vaccine is safe. Okay, for the record, the World Health Organization has dismissed that the presence of HCG in the vaccine is a problem. They've confirmed that it's safe. I understand you reject that, but this is what they say. They say the vaccine has been used in 50... Let me just finish. They say, quote, the vaccine has been used in 52 countries to immunize 130 million women to protect them and their newborn babies from tetanus. This is from WHO in November 2014. There is no HCG hormone in tetanus toxoid vaccines. And they go on to say that the Kenyan health authorities, they say the allegations that describe this is a problematic or a deadly vaccine are baseless, not backed by science scientific evidence and ill intended to cause fear and despondency among Kenyans in the uptake of